I just want to make a comment that it's interesting we're having a baptism on Easter Sunday, because Easter is always a sign of new life and new beginnings. So it's an honor and a privilege to be able to welcome Adam into the family of God. Let us pray. Dear loving and gracious Lord God, give that same light to those who call on you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, and our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. Amen. So it all comes down to this. You needed to make a few changes in your lifestyle, things like your diet and exercise. And now you are in the doctor's office waiting for the test results, the bone density, the blood work. Seems like years as you wait for the news. And maybe you're anxious and a little nervous. It all comes down to this. All the hard work of diet and exercise. And you will not be sure that you have succeeded until you hear the results of your efforts. It's all come down to this. And Easter is one of those events that all comes down to this. Everything has changed. The life of Jesus culminates in this day. The remarkable birth. The baptism by his cousin. The time in the wilderness. The teaching, the preaching, the crowds, the long walks with the disciples, the betrayal, the mock trial, the horrendous death, and finally, the resurrection. It has all come down to this. And on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. She's in shock, she's dazed and emotionally raw. She needed to know that her master was dead, that it really was true. It wasn't some ugly nightmare that she'd been having for the past 24 hours. He was gone. Through her eyes, she sees what can only be a cruel hallucination. Must be a figment of her imagination. Her eyes must be playing a trick on her. How is this possible? The body that had been laid in the tomb in great haste, the crucifixion that had taken place before sundown, and the Jewish law states that no more work can be done until the sun rose the next morning. It's all come down to this for her. The body had been hastily wrapped, and no one had been able to bathe the wounds or anoint the body. It was this last tribute that brought Mary to the tomb. She may have even been grateful for the long sleepless night was over and her grief could now find some outlet in doing the necessary tasks. Imagine yourself in her place as she sees the stone has been rolled away. What would go through your mind at this moment? Would you, like Mary, jump to the conclusion that the Roman guards or maybe the Jewish leaders had taken the body out of the tomb? But why? To deny Jesus a decent burial after the humiliation and degradation he had suffered. It was unthinkable. It was frightening. It was scary. And I think she panicked and ran away. And she runs to the hiding place of Simon Peter and the other disciples. Out of breath and terrified, she blurts out, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." I can see in my mind's eye the two disciples grabbing their coats against the morning chill and running to the tomb to see for themselves. And they found the tomb empty, just as she said. But this is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. After all, people don't rise from the dead. Well, except for Lazarus. But he rose from the tomb at Jesus' command. But there's Mary, faithful Mary, suffering, grieving Mary, just stood there weeping, confused and exhausted. And then what does she see? It's interesting. She sees two angels sitting where the body should have been. Listen, by this time, I suspect she is totally beyond all rational or sensible thought. So when the angel asks her, "Why are you crying?" she simply repeats, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." The extraordinary aspects of this situation were not sinking in. The realization that there was more going on here than a misplaced body was slowly coming to Mary. Numb by grief, drained by sorrow, she was unable to take it in. And she just kept repeating, "I don't know where they've laid him, they've taken him away," and turned away. It was when she turned around, hunched over, can you just see her? Hunched over, that she saw someone standing there. It was Jesus. But she couldn't recognize him at first. Was he somewhat different? Or was she simply unable to accept what her eyes were seeing? Whatever was going on, she only saw a stranger. Thinking it was the caretaker of the gardens and the tombs, in desperation she pleaded, "Sir, sir, if you've carried him away, please tell me where you've laid him. I will take him away." Then she heard the most beautiful sound. A sound that she had been listening to for 3 years. And Jesus spoke to her, saying only her name, Mary. Mary. That was enough. The truth of the situation dawned on her. His voice came through the confusion and grief that had clouded her vision. Mary. The sound of her name, she finally understood. And like our sister Mary, we look at the empty tomb and wonder what it means. And it's no more obvious today than it was to Mary that cold Easter morning. The tomb, the empty tomb, in and of itself is proof of nothing. Mary did not see resurrection there, but simply that the body was removed. The empty tomb is not a place of evidence and proof. The empty tomb is evidence of a place of faith. Where can we find hope in an empty tomb? So this morning, we stand with Mary. We see the empty tomb and hear that he's risen, but maybe the victory is not yet apparent to us. The story of the resurrection is that we have been delivered from the fear of death, a physical death, a psychological death, a death of ourselves. The resurrection changes the way we live the rest of our life here on earth. We are Easter people. The resurrection changes how we view life. When we live a resurrected life, we live and relate to life so much differently. And the hope of the resurrection is we have eternal life with Christ right now. The resurrection releases the power of the Spirit to equip and empower us with the joy of bold living. The resurrection means we can live a full life, not in fear, not in disappointment, not in discouragement, not in shame and blame and judgment and humiliation. The resurrection is a present reality. And that reality is an act of faith. Just as seeing resurrection in an empty tomb. And the truth of this day, that it has all come down to this, is a vision of the power and magnitude of Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Because Jesus is Lord now and always. And Jesus is Lord of this church and of its people. And today we are going to sign little Adam with the cross, and he will be Christ's own forever. The risen Christ speaks to each of us, calling us by name, just as he called Mary. He calls each of us by name. He calls us to live our new resurrected lives, healed, forgiven, and unafraid. The empty tomb still holds a mystery. But it also serves as a vessel for our faith, for it has all come down to this. In moments of vision, I hear my own name and see the truth of resurrection as clearly as Mary did. The resurrection is reality, not just in the past and not just for the future. You and I have been born anew, and we are being born anew day by day. And the truth of the resurrection dawns on us slowly. It's a lifelong process, this awakening into new life, inherent in a risen Christ. A new life in Christ Jesus that is the heart of the matter and a matter of the heart. I know my Redeemer lives. Let us pray. Lord, we lift our hearts to you. As this day breaks, may we carry the unity we share into every moment, knowing that you are one with the risen Christ. We lift our eyes to you. As the sun rises, may this moment stay with us, reminding us to look for the beautiful colors of promise in your word. And Lord, we lift our prayers to you. As the dew air falls, may we breathe this morning in and know that like the earth, you sustain us, you keep us, and you work with us always. And so we lift our voices to you. We celebrate the greatest day in history when Jesus rose from the dead, defeated darkness, and bathed the world in stunning resurrection light. May we live forever to praise you. Amen.